It's officially tournament time, and in the Division III ranks, Concordia Cabra Women's Hoops, they'll be hosting a four-team pod in this weekend's opening first two rounds of the conference tournament, joined by Cabra Women's Basketball Head Coach Kim Wagers. Coach, congratulations on getting that at-large bid, being able to host, and being back a part of the national tournament second time in three seasons. What has that experience been like to this point preparing for hosting national tournament games?
It's been really fun. I have such a good, our admin here at Concordia has taken care of a ton of the details. Our, sports information director and our AD and assistant ADs have been outstanding. And so the prep has looked very much like it should for me from a basketball standpoint. But it's been really fun. The campus is we're in spring break, so there's not a lot of students here, but the campus community has been kind of buzzing, and there's been people stopping in the gym and just congratulating us and helping get everything set up. So it's been a really fun week.
I would imagine as you've gotten later into the regular season as well and now into postseason play, from some of the videos and photos that we've seen from afar, it looks like there's been a full buy-in from the community, from different student body. Looks like the men's basketball team has been supporting as well at those different games. What has the attendance been like, and how has the community and the Cabra fan base been supporting your women, especially on this in Denver as you go into the national tournament?
Yeah, it's been outstanding. We've had really good student following for the last few, since I've been here. Even our student athletes do a really good job of supporting each other, and so our football team has been out in force a ton. Credit to Terry Horan for getting his guys here, and then all of our other sports teams are doing a really good job of coming out too, and we vice versa try to go out and support them. And then I think we have the campus community is always great. Our professors and people around campus are unbelievably supportive, and then we have a decent amount of local kids, and so I think that really helps with just the Fargo-Moorhead area. I feel like we're a fun team to watch too, so we like to get up and down. Our kids play with a ton of joy, and so I think that makes it a fun atmosphere. But I think having some local kids also helps with that crowd, just for people wanting to see local kids play after high school is always a good way to get more people in the stands. So it's been outstanding, and we've really felt the support, and our kids are really excited to play at home in the national tournament.
As you had mentioned, some of the local players for your squad, a couple of starters, Maya Metcalf, a graduate of West Fargo Cheyenne. I know she spent a season at Minnesota State Moorhead, stepped away, and it seems as though maybe refound a love of basketball with your Cabra program this season. And then Taylor Safransky as well, who is a fourth-year player for you, hailing from Fargo Davies. I know there's a couple of other young women locally as well, but those two specifically starting for your squad, how much fun has it been to see them blossom, see them be, whether it's honorable mentions or all conference honorees, and help lead your team moving forward?
Yeah, both those two are just such tremendous, obviously, basketball players, but just people. Maya, transferred and just hit the ground running with our team, and just within our culture, and obviously with the basketball standpoint, she didn't miss a beat, really, which is crazy if you think about it. She spent a lot of time in the gym this summer, I know, prepping for our season, but you really couldn't tell that she had taken a year off, right? She just hit the ground running from a basketball standpoint. And Taylor is just such a tremendous leader. She's our kind of floor general as a point guard, and she's done such a good job for the last 4 years. And last year she led the league in assists and assist to turnover ratio, and was top 20 in the country. And she's been right there this year as well, from a statistical standpoint, but I was super excited to see her get on a bunch in all conference. She just, a lot of the things she does, I think sometimes go unnoticed, especially on the stat sheet. So I was really, really happy to see that from her. And then we also have Molly Muslin from Lemoore starting for us, and she earned an all conference nomination yesterday too. So some really fun, good local kids that are just especially Molly and Taylor as seniors, doing a great job leading the way,
trying to just a little bit of a piggyback off of the couple of seniors that you had mentioned there. You made the national tournament a couple seasons ago, and you got a taste of that tournament atmosphere, what it takes to get there, what the style of play is like, the increased intensity of it. How great is it to be able to have this senior class back, to be able to help impact your squad as you host now what is a pod regional, and what differences do you think there are in this team versus the team 2 years ago that was in a similar position?
I think it's huge from an experience standpoint, just to have gone through all of the MIAC championship like little run, and then also just the experience of those first round NCAA tournament. The first time, I think everyone were obviously excited this time too, but those seniors, right, were sophomores and just kind of trying to take it all in, and they were led by some tremendous seniors in that class, and I feel like this crew now, like my seniors and my juniors now, have been in the NCAA tournament. And so I think that just helps from a just like, let's go in and play our game, and obviously enjoy every moment, because we're trying really hard to make sure we're enjoying the success too. But just to have a little bit more experience in those moments, right, with the type of physicality the NCAA tournament brings, and obviously the caliber of team that will be coming in here this weekend. I think our crew, not that we weren't ready in the past, but I think just having that experience definitely helps.
What was the reaction like of your squad? I don't know if you had a watch party when you found out you made the national tournament and found out that you were going to host this 14 pod, but once everything went official, you knew you were the at-large, you knew you were going to be hosting, was there a team meeting? Was it some text thread? What were the emotions and the reactions of the team?
Yeah, we had a little watch party, and with the new NPI stuff, we knew we were an at-large team for the last probably 2-3 weeks, so that wasn't a surprise to my kids. I think they were really excited to see whether or not they were hosting, and obviously you're excited to see who you're going to play and where. But I think that the hosting side of it, after hosting a MIAC championship, they were really excited to get the chance to host again, and that was kind of up in the air after the loss on Saturday to Bethel in the championship. And so, there was lots of excitement. The seniors, I know, are super excited to be able to play more games in Memorial, and it was a fun little watch party. We practiced and fed them lunch, and then got to celebrate that, and then quickly get back to work. Right. So, they were very excited.
For Friday night, when you guys do host at Memorial Auditorium, it's going to be your squad's going to play the late game. I forgive me if I pronounce the school wrong. Is it Ripon or I believe Ripon? They're taking on River Falls of Wisconsin at the 5:30 game. Then your Cobbers in the nightcap get Wisconsin Superior. How is the day going to be laid out? Is there festivities before those matchups? What kind of, are there extra bells and whistles with it being a national tournament game? Can you just walk us through kind of how that doubleheader goes as you try and fight for 40 more minutes?
Yep, Ripon and UW River Falls will play at 5:30. So we'll have shoot-arounds here in the gym. Obviously, they're closed. Closed shoot-arounds for each team kind of starting 9:30, 10-ish Friday morning. And we'll have one of the later shoot-arounds just because we're in that late game. And then I think, we'll have obviously a team meal, and then come back and watch the first half of that first game, and then we'll take the floor, hopefully start on time. It's 8 p.m. the late start time for poor old me, but we'll be ready to go. I know that there is like a fan alumni parents gathering at Murphy's Pub in Moorhead here at 5, I think, on each day. just to get people together and hand out some, you know, rally towels and some things before the game. And then, and then we'll be ready to rock here in Memorial. I would imagine River Falls and Ripon and Superior will have a decent crowd following too. So it should be fun. Should be a fun game atmosphere for sure.
Yeah, it just seems like it's going to be a ton of blast. And just from what I've gathered from, the SID, from your sports information, the 21st appearance in an NCAA tournament for the Cobber women, first time since 1995 that the Cobbers will be hosting a women's national tournament game, which is tremendous. And I personally believe at the Division II and the Division III levels, with the national tournament having an opportunity to host, I think that's just something special to those levels of basketball. Bringing in the home crowd fans, earning those opportunities to play at home, and I'm really excited to see your squad be able to go out there and thrive here this weekend. When you approach now that matchup on Friday evening, what is going to be the biggest key or couple of keys to extending your season another ball game when you battle Wisconsin Superior?
Yeah, I mean, we're very, you know, focused on all the things that we focus on for every game, right? With Superior, we're going to have to make sure we rebound the basketball. Our kids will come ready to play defensively. That has been a constant all year. But we'll have to make sure that we're really dominating the defensive boards and then getting after it, just from an execution point standpoint offensively, I think. Our depth hopefully will show up this weekend just for the back-to-back games, right? Or potential back-to-back games, right? So I really hope that our depth will show up too. And I think as a coach this year, this week, I've just been really dialed into the little details of just making sure we're dominating the boards on both ends of the floor. And hopefully our kids will be ready to go. It should be a really fun weekend.